43rd Lesson Newspeak.
In this second extract from George Orwell's 1984, we see how language can change the way people think.
You think, I dare say, that our chief job is inventing words. But not a bit of it. We're destroying words. Scores of them. Hundreds of them every day. We're cutting the language down to the bone. The 11th edition of Newspeak won't contain a single word that will become obsolete before the year 2050. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. Of course, the great wastage is in the verbs and adjectives, but there are hundreds of nouns that can be got rid of as well. It isn't only the synonyms, there are also the antonyms. After all, what good is a word that is simply the opposite of some other word? A word contains its opposite in itself. Good, for instance. If you have a word for good, what need is there for a word like bad? Ungood will do just as well. Better because it's an exact opposite, which the other is not. Or again, if you want a stronger version for good, what use is there in having a whole string of vague, useless words like excellent and splendid and all the rest of them? Plus good covers the meaning. Or double plus good if you want something stronger still. In the end, the whole notion of goodness and badness will be covered by only six words. One word in reality. Don't you see the beauty of that, Winston? You don't grasp the beauty of the destruction of words. Do you know that Newspeak is the only language in the world whose vocabulary gets smaller every year? Don't you see that the whole aim of Newspeak is to narrow the range of thought? In the end, we shall make thought crime literally impossible, because there'll be no words in which to express it. Every concept that can ever be needed will be expressed by exactly one word, with its meanings rigidly defined, and all its subsidiary meanings rubbed out or forgotten. Every year, fewer and fewer words, and the range of consciousness always a bit smaller. Even now, of course, there's no reason for thought crime. It's merely a question of discipline, reality control. But in the end, there won't be any need even for that. The revolution will be complete when the language is perfect. Has it ever occurred to you, Winston, that by the year 2050, at the very latest, not a single human being will be alive who could understand such a conversation as we are having now?
Exercises.
How can I get rid of this cold?
Take an aspirin and go to bed.
What good is money if you don't have time to spend it?
I could only grasp the basics of physics. It's far too complicated.
It's the only country whose per capita income has risen over the last year.
We sell a wide range of products at highly competitive prices.
Rub out the figures in the left-hand column and write down these new ones.